Your Oxfordshire with OxtreeGen.com.
Keeping Oxfordshire green is something we should all work towards. But what exactly should we be doing? Here's Rob Stringer from Earthwatch.
Well, I guess the mantra to work from is reduce, reuse, recycle. It's really important to do all three of these things.
Now, would you say there's anything you could do to be more green? Be honest.
I don't know, recycling better, not leaving lights on.
More actively recycle. I mean, I don't do it that much, but it's quite a lot of effort.
Probably, but we don't use a car.
I do recycle. My husband won't recycle because it says it all goes into landfill anyway.
Okay, let's get some official tips. Here's what Paul Robinson has to say.
Install insulation wherever possible, cavity wall, loft insulation, to have a very efficient boiler, and to use a timer to control the heat in so it's only on when necessary.
And it's not just individuals that should be thinking about these things. Businesses need to start thinking green too. Director of OxtreeGen, Mark Lay.
A lot of large businesses are now already being targeted by the government to reduce their energy consumption. That, over the coming years, is going to extend to all businesses and possibly all individuals and households. So companies need to be aware that that's going to happen in the future. The second thing for a business is that it's a good marketing tool. There's a large community out there now who are very environmentally aware and will want to support businesses that are also environmentally aware.
Keep listening all this week for more tips on how to keep Oxfordshire green.
To find out how you can help preserve Oxfordshire for the future, visit OxtreeGen.com. Help the planet breathe.